It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Qué Golazo. We have a very special episode today. My colleagues Lisa Roman and Sandra Herrera sat down with Alex Morgan as she discusses her preparations for the Olympics, her partnership with Ultra, being a new mom, and so much more. And we have a great, great new project coming soon, courtesy of Lisa and Sandra, coming very soon. But for now, here's your one-on-one with Alex Morgan. Qué Golazo begins right now.
Hello, I'm Sandra Herrera, joined today by my co-host and soccer analyst, Lisa Roman. Joining us today for CBS Sports is Orlando Pride star, U.S. Women's National Team striker, two-time World Cup champion, NWSL champion, Olympic gold medalist, and more, Alex Morgan. Alex, welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. You've recently partnered with Michelob Ultra for the Cool Campaign, the greatest comeback, and it celebrates the return of sports and involves the fans and the community. So we just had to kick things off here and ask you, what is it about the greatest comeback that you are most excited for?
Well, first of all, thank you for that introduction. that was really lengthy, but I appreciate it. And I am so excited to team up with Michelob Ultra for the greatest comeback. First of all, I'm excited to team up with the other five athletes a part of this campaign, because I'm huge fans of all of theirs, and it's great to see them having so much success. So it's just always great to be able to really enjoy and cheer for athletes in other sports. But the greatest comeback is really what we've all been looking for as athletes and fans. It's to enjoy sport as a live experience rather than on TV or rather than at home. And I think that we've all really went through it the last year and understand and appreciate more like live sports and being able to go outdoors and enjoy kind of each other's company and enjoy sport. And I'm so just, I think that this week, actually, we're going to be having our first full stadium of fans in Austin, which I am so excited for, because you guys don't know how difficult it is to play in front of no fans in an empty stadium. It's brutal. But to team up with Michelob Ultra is great for this campaign, because it's really what we're all looking for. And that's to you know, have good experiences and have those with the people that we love most.
You know, I had to hype you up, Alex, in the beginning of this, because I'm so hyped for all of that stuff as well. I'm excited to have NWSL back, to have international soccer back, to have all of this great stuff coming on back as we navigate things post pandemic. And you and Ultra are also hooking fans up, the Team Ultra Limited Edition Pack. And it's got a cool opportunity to, you know, for fans there to attend some pretty sick events, the Super Bowl, Miami Open, NBA Finals, President's Cup, FIFA World Cup, you know something about that. So we thought, you know, why not ask Alex Morgan, if it was you, if you were the fan choosing, which of these events is on your wish list to attend?
Ooh, that's a tough one, because they're all so good. But honestly, I'm going to go with the President's Cup. I've just become like a really big Brooks Koepka fan. And I feel like I've gotten into more golf lately. And so, I think that's something that I would look forward to as a fan. But I mean, second on my list would be the World Cup. So, you know, close second.
Oh, but Alex, you've already been to the World Cup, but I like the President's Cup, and I love to hear that you're into golf as well. Sticking with soccer there, you're in the middle of the NWSL season and you're training for the Olympics. And with the Orlando Pride, you're on a hot streak right now, not just you, but your team in general. How does playing for the Pride and playing in the NWSL it translate to the Olympics and preparing for the Olympics?
I mean, you know what? We've done really well as a team with Orlando, but it's honestly been the first time that I've gotten a chance to really spend all of preseason with my club team. Usually during a World Cup or Olympic year, we're pulled away from the team a lot more than usual for like Olympic or World Cup preparation. But this year, I think because of the pandemic and because of the restrictions, we have really stuck to those like FIFA international windows and haven't really been together as much. And so playing with your club team has been even more important. And so it's been great that we've been on a good run with Orlando because I've been able to get my confidence back, you know, from pregnancy and giving birth and everything, kind of get 90 minutes game fit and kind of get in the stride of things, like understanding that Olympics is going to be a lot of games in a short period of time. And we're having kind of a similar schedule with the NWSL, you know, it's a game every 3 days sometimes. So it's getting your body back used to that. And it's been a couple of years for me since I've been in a, you know, since 2019, since I've been in a tournament with a lot of games in a short period of time. So my body needs to get used to that again.
Well, you're definitely reminding everybody with a little bit of a comeback of your own with that hot streak in NWSL. But, you know, you mentioned playing in front of fans, and the summer series is currently underway for the United States women's national team. And it is a competition that's mimicking Olympic play. And you guys just got a match under your belts against Portugal. How is it important to play in a competition like this ahead of final rosters being named for Tokyo?
Well, you know, just getting these three games in and then two more games as a send-off series. We look at these five games that we have this time together to build momentum. It's incredibly important. You know, some of the other countries aren't able to come together as much as we are, and all coming from all different teams around the country, around the world, really, because of some players playing in England and France. It's important for us to get on the same page. So these games are huge for us. And, you know, we beat Portugal last night 1-0, but I feel like for us, it's just getting back into the stride of things with each other, kind of learning each other's tendencies again, just making things click again. And I think it will, you know, as the days and the games go on. And this is our first game. And I feel like, yeah, we, you know, came out maybe a little flat and, you know, the passes weren't always clicking, but that will come. And I'm really grateful that we have these five games ahead of us.
Alex, as you get more reps and the team comes together, you're also going to get some more reps scoring goals and having some really fun celebrations. You're known for some of your crazy celebrations. We saw some tea sipping a few years ago. You pulled out the Ted Lasso a few weeks ago. What celebrations do you have planned for the Olympics when you score a goal?
I mean, I'm all up for suggestions. So anyone that wants to tweet me or give me suggestions, I am all ears. Like, honestly, I'm really not like good at celebration at celebrating. I honestly think of it like on the spot, and that is like the worst. So if you guys have anything up your sleeve you want to let me in on.
The individual celebrations are great, but I think fans also really enjoy like collaborative efforts in the goal celebrations. So I think, you know, if you're looking, I'll toss that out at you. We'll see what you guys got lined up for that. But I think it would be irresponsible of us here before we sort of close out this segment. We're talking a lot about the Olympics and preparing and training. And you've got somebody else with you who's also been doing a lot of travel and maybe doing a little preparation themselves. How is Charlie doing? Is she going to be doing, you know, some traveling with you? How has Charlie been preparing for the upcoming potential Olympics?
Oh, man. My daughter is great. She's an absolute riot. And she loves being around all of these people in the meal room. She has like 50 friends that she goes up to each table and then she gets shy and she runs away from them. Everyone knows where the baby sits because there's like rice and everything all over the floor. But I think she's adjusting pretty well to life here, life on the road.
That's awesome. We look forward to it. Want to wish you best of luck moving forward with the remainder of summer series, the farewell matches, and the NWSL season and Olympics on the horizon. Alex Morgan, Orlando Pride, U.S. Women's National Team forward, working with Michelob Ultra and the greatest comeback, two-time World Cup champion and Olympic gold medalist. Alex, thank you again so much for your time today.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you, guys.
Hey, everybody, I want to thank Alex Morgan, Sandra, and Lisa for taking care of Que Golazo today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Que Golazo Pod. We are also on YouTube, as you know, youtube.com/Que Golazo. Make sure that you subscribe. Please follow us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and review. It really helps us to grow the show. We're on Spotify, on Stitcher, CBS Sports, and your CBS Sports app. Have a great, great rest of your weekend.
Hello, everyone. It's Micah Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.